Lucky enough to, on Thursdays, get to chat for a few minutes with the parish president, Mike Cooper. He's joining us now by way of phone. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Charles. Good morning on this Thursday morning.
So, real quick, your Mardi Gras, not a typical Mardi Gras, but was it okay?
We had the holiday. We were off Lundi Gras for President's Day and Mardi Gras, but it was not Mardi Gras as we know it.
No.
I know so many people were disappointed, but wait until next year.
So, obviously, Mardi Gras affected not only by the pandemic, it would have been something with that weather as well. I couldn't imagine being on a float. Let's talk a little bit about weather, if you don't mind, and then we can talk COVID as well. But the impact's pretty light by way of what we had with the weather, correct?
Well, yes. Actually, we were right on the fringe of the line in areas with the precipitation that others received west of us and north of us. We did have Monday night, we did have low temperatures in the low 20s around the parish with wind chill in the high teens, but we were certainly spared what others are experiencing right now, again, west of us and north of us in Louisiana, and of course what we're seeing in Texas.
Yeah. So, and then as far as these, because this was something I'm not familiar with, but there's some organization that is controlling these rolling power outages that they're doing in different places. Was this something you were familiar with before this happened?
No, I was not. Over the past 2 evenings, there were proposed rolling power outages by the power companies. They are regulated or get their power through an organization called MISO, M-I-S-O. And I don't have exactly what that stands for. Let's see, what's today, Thursday? So Tuesday evening, with little to no notice, there was a rolling power outages experienced in parts of the parish from Slidell to Pearl River, Abita Springs, Covington, and Mandeville, where the power companies that serve St. Tammany Parish and other areas in Louisiana were cutting off power or suspending power for periods of up to an hour in order to conserve energy. I don't have all the technical information, but I was advised late notice. And in fairness to the power companies, they said that they were not advised or given much notice as well for this to take place. Last night, we did get somewhat of a notice for rolling power outages. However, that notice was asking our citizens to conserve power in their homes, the use of appliances and such, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. last night in the event to avoid any possible rolling outages. And to my knowledge this morning, there were no power outages last night due to this.
All right. It's a weird deal, and certainly one we're not – I know there'll be more information as we kind of make our way through this. Let's talk a little bit about COVID. How are the numbers looking as far as you see?
Okay. As of yesterday, the numbers that came out for positivity rates, and I know many look at those numbers, the positivity rates for St. Tammany Parish for the week of February 4th through February 10th is 8.1%. So we're still under 10%, and not at 5% yet. 5% is a threshold in which other capacities in opening businesses can take place. So we're not at 5%. However, numbers that I look at particularly are the hospitalizations in St. Tammany Parish in our major hospitals, and those numbers are going down considerably. On a day-to-day basis. I say considerably, considering what the numbers were at one point. The number of hospitalizations as well as the number in critical care or ICU those numbers are going down too. I get numbers regularly from our local hospitals of Ochsner, St. Tammany Health System, and Slidell Memorial Hospital. And those numbers are going down, which could be a number of reasons, of course. Our citizens are mitigating the spread of the virus by taking all the precautions that we've been offering, as well as the vaccine is available now and has become available, and those that are eligible are taking advantage of that.
Yeah. So I asked you about COVID. I asked you about the cold. Was there another topic or any other issues you wanted to discuss this morning?
Actually, I'd made my my notes to cover exactly what you asked me. We're in the modified phase two in the reopening plan of during this pandemic. It's hard to believe it's almost been a year. March 13th is a number. Is a date in my mind is when the first appearance of the coronavirus in our communities. So we're closing in on 1 year, but with modified phase two and the reopening plan, that executive order was signed last week by the governor, Governor John Bel Edwards, on a statewide basis, and the same was done by my office on February 11th last week as well. So. We continue to ask our citizens to mitigate the spread of the virus by taking all the precautions of avoiding large crowds and gatherings, wearing a mask and disinfecting and washing your hands as much as you can, and stay healthy and stay safe.
All right. As always, we appreciate your time on a Thursday morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Charles. Have a great day.